Okay, today's daf Kuf Chaf. We're on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Five lines from the bottom, which is Amar Rava. This is the last of the like eight or nine reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So Amar Rava. Lochav Yerushalayim Ela B'Shvil Shepatsku Menu Anshei Emana. There were no more people around that told the truth. Shenamar, like it says, a lot of psukim here. Shotetu B'chutos Yerushalayim Ru'una U'du'u U'bikshu B'chov Oseha Imtimtu Ish. Meaning, there's nobody that told the truth. Any, is that true? The Amr of Katina, Afilu Bishas, Kishlona Shal Yerushalayim, even when during the downfall of Yerushalayim, Lopaskumenu Anche Yamana, there were people there, it didn't stop being people that told the truth. The contradiction to Rava. Shenemar ki Yitvos, Ish Be'achav, Beis Aviv, Semla, Lacha, Katsanti Alanu, Dvarim Shabin Adam, Miskatin Behen, Kisimla, Yeshna Biyadecha. Things that people covered like a shirt they had. That they also had. Right? In other words, Ubebesi, one more line. So you see from here that people were very honest and they admitted that they didn't know how to learn anything. What do you mean Rav is coming along to say that there was no honest people? They were all honest. They were Amaratzim, but they were honest. So, Umimai, who said that they were being honest? Dilma, Shiny Hassan. The Amalahu Gemirna, had they said they know how to learn, Amrulay say Amalon. So say let's hear Dvar Torah. Let's hear something. So the Gemara says, well, have a little memar. Gomar v'shachach. They could have said they forgot. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? No, my lo echovesh. It means lo echovesh klal. They didn't know how to learn at all. I'm not double talking over here. They learned. They forgot. They were honest. So listen to this amazing answer. Lo kasha. Kan b'divrei Torah. When it comes to saying I don't know anything, I'm a big Am Haaretz. They were very honest. They're very honest. They don't know how to learn. Khan Maso Matan. When it came to business, they were all liars. All deceitful people. Says Rava, no honest people. But they're honest and they don't know how to learn. That's not so impressive. Nice. Better than lying about that also. But when it came to business, they were not honest. Okay? You like that answer?
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes. Okay, next. The next Mishnah. So the previous Mishnah had said you're only allowed to save three pseudos. This Mishnah is going to contradict that. This Mishnah says, Matzilin sal mole kikaros. You can fill a basket even with many kikaros. Afal pishi yesh bo mea pseudos. Even if it has 100 pseudos. Not a problem. The eagle shell devela and pressed figs. The chavetz shel yayin or barrel of wine, the omer, and you could say lachem to your neighbors, ba'ovi tzilu lachem. Come and save this. Come and save this. Come and save them. Vim hayu pitkin, if the guy's smart, osa imo chesven achar shabbos. You'll make a chesven after shabbos. Apparently, to get paid. So what's going on with that? The Gemara will explain. Ulehechad matzilu nosan. Where do you save it? To a chacha that has an eruv, ben b'seira Omar, even to a chacha that doesn't have an eruv. Ulasham moti kol clay tashmisho, and there you can take all your other kalim, your utensils, your knives, spoons. V'lovesh kol mashiach alilbosh, you can wear whatever you're able to wear. Put on five shirts and it's all okay. V'otev kol mashiach alatov. And you can wrap whatever you can wrap on yourself. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yudchetz Kalim. Rabbi Yossi says you're only allowed to wear 18 Kalim. Why? 18 garments. That's the normal garments that a person wears. We'll go through the 18 in a minute. The Chodzer V'lovesh U'motzi. And you can go back and forth and keep on doing this. You can go wear five shirts, go back out. Go back in, put on five shirts, go back out. So how come that's mutter and going back in for food's not mutter? So the Rashi explains, very simple, because when you're wearing who wears five pairs of clothing at one time? Nobody does that. That itself is a reminder of Shabbos. And therefore, you're not going to come to extinguish the fire. When it comes to the food, You're very preoccupied, but you're not doing anything abnormal. You're running around. You might put out the fire. Okay? V'omer l'acher, and you can tell others, bo'u v'hitzilu imi. Come and save with me. Right? Okay. Now, the Gemara asks the obvious question. V'atanele reisha gimel sudot v'sulo. But the previous Mishnah said you're only allowed to save three sudos and no more. Why no more? Because we were afraid you're going to put the fire out. So we gave you the bare minimum for Shabbat. That's it. Now come over here. How come over here you can take it 100? So the answer is, because over here it's in one kli. What's going to be the answer? The Gemara is going to say it in a very funny way, but it's that's the answer. The answer is one kli. One kli, you can take whatever you want. You're not going back a second time. Amar v'huna lo kasha. Kan v'bola hatil. Kan v'bola katil. Here you're coming to save. There you're coming to collect. What does that mean? Bala hatil. If you're coming to save, matzil es kulan. You can save as much as you want. Says Rashi, shehetil besal echad. First Rashi. It's going in one basket. Kediktoni sal male kikaros. A sal full of bread. V'ein etoreach el hatil. Mitochad leko basachat matzil kamasha besal. All you're doing is making one trip. So you can put in whatever you can put into the basket. You're going only one time. Mali purta, mali tuva. What's the difference if there's a lot or a little in the basket? That'll make a difference. Right? And back to the Gemara. Bala kapel, but if you're coming to collect, ena makapel elamazon gimel sudos. Says Rashi, what does it mean coming to collect? Says Rashi, kalim harbe. That's more than one kli. Many kalim. I'm sorry, salam harbe. Many baskets. Ze im ze, litroach. You're being very busy. Lasel from together and lachozel lahozel to go back and forth. Mazon gimel sudos hudiachol lahatzel b'salam harbe. So the answer is you can only save if you have many baskets. You can only save three meals and not more. She call echad terech ba'atzmo because everything's a bother. Okay. Back to the Gemara. That's one answer. How do you reconcile this Mishnah and that Mishnah? Okay.
High madrega. The, burning, all you worry
very
about
high madrega.
Saving Yishal Shuvas.
Very, very high okay. Madrega.
Right?
Yeah. Very right. Difficult. Very difficult.
Wait.
Very difficult.
Right.
Rav Abba Bar Zabda Omar. Rav.
What is that? So that sounds like it's pure
Rashi. Correct. 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 Exactly right. So that's one answer. This is the second answer, also going to be a terrific answer. Amar Rav Idi v'Idi Bala Kapel. In both cases, you're coming to save. You're coming to collect. And in both cases, you have more than one basket. So what's the difference? V'lo kasha, kan la'osa chatzar, kan la'chatzar acheret. In your own chatzar, the terech is minimized, so you can go back and forth. That's this mission. In someone else's chatzar, maybe you don't have a chatzar, maybe your chatzar is also on fire, so you're running for someone else, then you can only take one basket. Or three baskets, but only three meals. That's the difference.
Together, fire to come,
so you cannot call that. We're going to get to that tomorrow. That's tomorrow's daf about having the guy come. What do?
You turn the light on. You turn the light on. You're dark. You're cold.
We'll get to it. It's very harsh. It's very hard halacha. The only thing I can tell you is that the Ramah says, if there's a case of pikuach nefesh, a suffix pikuach nefesh, you can put the fire out.
It might affect your neighbors.
So that's what the Ramah says. In the olden days, all the houses were made out of nothing. And they one house went up, the whole town went down.
Yeah, look in
Right. So then you're allowed to. Then you'd be allowed to. Because not for property. For property damage, we don't care. The answer, we don't know. So for some one person, right, exactly.
What I'm saying, just another question. At that point, how do you decide?
Right. I know. It's a good question. It's a very good question. So the halacha is, by the way, that for a suffix pikuach nefesh in Machal Shabbos, let's say the building falls down, maybe there's somebody there. Yeah, but chances are there was nobody there. During davening, everyone's in shul. You don't make a difference. You go. You let them get moved to rubble. You can't do that on Shabbos. Suffix pikuach nefesh in Docha Shabbos. Okay. By Rav Huna Breda Veshua, Pirish Taliso V'Kipel. I think this means you put the talis in the living room and then you're running all around the house collecting things. But you're only going to have one trip out the house. So what's that like? Right? So, babala hatzel dummy, one kli, which is mutter, Oh, kibba la kapel dummy. Or is it like many kalim? It's not mutter. So now, we had a few days ago that the case was like this. There was a barrel on top of the roof, and it had a leak. Nothing to do with the fire. It had a leak. So we had a one kli rule. You can take one kli, put it under the leak, and whatever you save, you can save. You can't get more than one kli. Other people held, namely Rav Shizbi and Rav Chista, that one kli that you bring, even more machmer, you can only fill up enough for three meals. Enough wine for three meals. When Rava heard that, Rava said, that's wrong. If you bring one kli, you can fill up whatever it could fill up. Bring a big kli, you can fill up for 20 meals. It doesn't make a difference. That's wrong. The fact that Rava said that's wrong, that could answer our question. Why? Midda Amar Rava said, Atiye Rav Shizbi L'Rav Chista, that what Rav Shizbi said to Rav Chista was not correct. For Darash, he said, Ubelvad Shelo Yavi Kli Shu Machzik Yosem Megimel Sudos. He said that when you bring this kli to catch the wine, it cannot hold more than three meals. And Rava said that's wrong. Shmamina, what do you see from here? The Balahatzil dummy, the shopper dummy. What were they coming to do? He was coming to save the wine, and he was allowed to save more than three meals. So too over here, when you're running around, you can save more than three meals. It's not really the same thing, because over there you only did one action of running to get one kli. One big kli, and here you're running in the whole house to save whatever you can. However, it's enough of a comparison that they would say that it's okay. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak L'Rava, Mai Te'usa. So what was the big mistake that these people made? What was his mistake? So Amalei, Diktani, because he said, we learned, Ubelvad Shelo Yavi Kli Acher, V'yeklot Kli Acher V'yitzrov. You can only have one kli. You can't bring a second kli. Either to relieve the first kli that filled up, or to somehow transfer up on the roof from the kli to... You can't do any of that. Only one kli. Kliachar hu delo. You can't bring a second kli. Avo bahahu mana, but in that kli that you did bring, kama deba yimatzel. You can say whatever you want. Said Rava. Okay?
It's comparable, because you have one kli and one...
Yeah, but it's not comparable in the actions you're doing. Okay. The eagle shell devela. The next thing we said was that we're not going to discuss the eagle shell devela. We're going to discuss that if your neighbor's a wise guy, he's smart, right? Then you can make a cheshbon with him. So what kind of cheshbon? Cheshbon mai. What kind of cheshbon? So avidita mehefkera kazachu. The truth is that all these things are hefker. Why? Because the owner knows he can't save it. It's all going down in flames, right? It's all hefker. So what kind of cheshbon are you doing with the neighbor? There's no cheshbon. The neighbor can keep whatever he wants. He wants to be nice to you? That's a big tzaddik. What's the cheshbon? So, Amar Chista, listen to this answer. Midas chasidah shanu kan. We're talking about a chasid. Why is he a chasid? It means he's a tzaddik. Why is he a tzaddik? Because he knows he's always wanted that kiddush cup of yours. He always had his eye on that kiddush cup. Now it's going down in flint. Now you can get it. You can chop it. Why? It's hefker. You know that's not really hefker. You know he's only really hefker. It's halachic hefker. I think Rashi even says that. It's halachic hefker. We force it to be hefker because the guy can't save it. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna steal it? Not steal it. You're gonna take it? No, you're not a guy like that. You're a chassid. So, huh?
You're a nice guy,
right? So Amar Rava. So chaside igra the shabbos shakli. So the chassid after shabbos he comes like he's gonna pay me. Because I saved you your cup, right? It's a priceless thing. So it's not giving you $1,000 because I saved your becher, right? What kind of chassid is that? What kind of chassid is that, right? So the answer is he's not such a tzaddik. He's a little bit of a tzaddik. He's mostly. He doesn't want that someone else should really acquire this guy's stuff. Right, he sees all of a sudden there's a fight. All of a sudden, the whole block like a bunch of hyenas. They're all coming to see what they can get. You know that's not right. That's not right. However, you're not that big of a tzaddik that you won't do it for free. So, ubechira nami lo michale l'troch. You're not gonna lift a finger for free. That you're not gonna do. So, v'achi kamar im hayapivchit. If you know Hilchas Shabbos. And Hilchas Shabbos is as follows. You're not allowed to pay somebody to work for you on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. However, What if you do it on your own initiative? So we never made the agreement before Shabbos, but it's pretty much understood that I'm gonna get paid for this. So nothing wrong with that, right? Then the last Shabbos. Why is not Shkar Shabbos? Because we made no agreement. No agreement was made between us. Then Osin Emo. Then you lift the finger, and the Cheshbon Lacha Shabbos. You make the Cheshbon after Shabbos. You hear that?
The neighborly thing to do is to go be a decent guy and go in and help the guy out.
What?
And not ask for anything back. A decent, not
so the question is it a neighborly thing to do to spend your Shabbos afternoon for 6 hours in the summer during the heat when it's 100 degrees and there's a fire to save his stuff?
Why 6 hours?
That's how long it takes. Right? So the answer is, yeah, I'll save him. I expect the guy he'll send me something as a thank you. Otherwise, I really wouldn't do it. Yeah, you want me? Yes, to take the groceries from the car. I'll do it, and I should drive to the grocery store. It's a little bit much. So the guy's not that. It's not that big of a tzaddik. He's not a chassid. He's not going to do it, right? He's not going to do it. Yeah. So the second Shabbos is over. You can put it out. The second Shabbos is over. You can put the fire out. Now. Lehechen Matilan. No, so it took, no, those people are tzaddikim, no? Lehechen Matilan. Ma'ish nahacha detani lochem. How come by the food it said lochem? Umaish nahacha detani imi. How come by the clothing it said imi? Come save with me. So the answer is obvious. Amar debay. Amar gabi mazonos. Tani lochem. Bishon bila kazachu. El gimel mazon gil sudas. Because by the food, unless you have one big fat basket, you can only save 3 meals. So what do you say to the neighbors? Lachem. I can't save more. But Gabi Levushim, Tani, Imi, but when it comes to the clothing, it says Imi, Mishum Dekachazi Le Lekula Yoma. Because I could also take clothing out. I could also take a lot more out. So you're really helping me. Because I can really just keep going back and forth. That's a little bit of a terecha. So come do me a favor. You wear 5 clothes. You wear 5 shirts out. Okay. Next. Tan Rabbanan. Lovesh Umotze Uposhet Vechozev Lovesh Umotze Uposhet. You can go the whole day, go busy taking your clothes out. Divrei Rab Meir. Rab Yossi Omar, Shmona Asar Kalim. Only 18 Kalim. The Eluhain Shmona Asar Kalim. And these are the 18 garments. I don't know what these mean. They're old memes. They all seem to mean the same thing. Number one, Miktoran, some kind of cloak. Ankuli, another kind of cloak. Upunda, another one. Kalbus, another. Shalpishton. Chaluk, some kind of shirt, and pilos is something that wrapped all this. Ma'apores, a beged that you put on the head. Shnei safrikon, safrakin, 2 belts. Shnei mena'olim, 2 shoes. Shnei ampilos, 2 socks. Shnei pargod, 2. These are, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Beloshen Ashkenaz, nihoizen. Right? Some kind of knickers, some kind of pants. Chagar Shev Masnav, a belt, Kova Shev Rosho, can't forget the hat, and Sudar Shev Tavaro, and the Sudar on your neck of scarf. Those are the 18. Okay? Next. Knieheisen, so Rashi says. This is Bloshen Ashkenaz in German.
Just curious, the whole thing, where's this fire? The whole, it's not spreading to the rest of the house? You guys risk your life to go in and say, what's going on here?
I don't know.
The whole day the fire's going on, it doesn't spread. You can go in back and forth at will and take out clothing? What kind of, it's contained to the bathroom?
It lived in a one room flat.
Yeah, so all day, yeah, but where's the fire?
So if it's on.
What's the fire going on?
It's on the entire house.
You're not going in there. You guys risk your life to go save a pair of knee laces?
People risk their life for a lot less than that.
I don't know about that.
By the way, once something caught fire, there was no way to stop it.
Right.
The house is going to burn down.
It's a funny exaggeration.
Okay, next.
Rav
Shirin ben Nanas Omer, Parson or shall gedi agave seva teva umigdal. You can spread out. You're not allowed to put a fire out. You're not allowed to put it out. You can't get a hose and put it out. However, you can put it out indirectly according to Rav Shirin ben Nanas. What do? Take a sheet of goat skin and you put it in front of the box. So when the fire gets there, it'll put the fire out. She'ochiz behenes or, right? The fire now will catch onto that goat skin. B'neishu macharech. It's going to singe the fire. It's going to put it out. What does macharech mean? What does macharech mean?
Singe
it. Right. Okay. Now, that's number one. Halacha number one. Halacha number two. V'ose mechitza b'chol ha-kelim. You can make a mechitza of kelim bein malayin, bein reikonin. Whether they're full or whether they're not full. B'shvil shlo tarv hadlecha. So the fire can't go further. Now, remember that this is halacha number two. Halacha number one was the goatskin. Halacha number two are the kelim. Ask the Sfas Emes, but didn't we just learn that, didn't we learn that you're not allowed to put a fire out because we're afraid that a person's very concerned about his money? So why is this mutter?
Spreading, not putting
so
out.
He gives two answers.
The question
is that you're not allowed to do anything to put the fire out. We're afraid that if you let you save more than three meals, you're going
to
put the fire out.
You're containing it.
So he gives two answers. Number one, you're putting the fire out here. You're just doing it indirectly. You're putting it out. You're doing it indirectly. And number two, he says, since you're putting it out, what's the chashash you're going to put it out? Right? The chashash is you are putting it out indirectly. You'd never do this during the week. During the week, you'd get a hose and put the fire out. You can't do that. So you're doing it indirectly. There's no chashash you're going to do it directly if you're doing it indirectly.
Directly like that, you said the thing up so that when he gets there, meanwhile a guy could come by and put the
fire
on his own.
Fine,
so then
no harm.
Okay,
if the guy comes and puts it, if the town comes and says, what's going on? These crazy Jews, we'll put the fire out.
No, you don't know that it's going to get there.
Fine, you're not allowed to put it out. So
yeah,
what could you do? You could put it indirectly. How do you do? You line up jugs of water and hopefully that'll help.
Right.
Okay, you're doing your best. If someone comes and puts it out beforehand, call a kavod.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You knew it was getting
correct.
But
fine.
You don't know.
Right. Rabbi Yossi, Oser b'klicheres chadashim malayin mayim. Rabbi Yossi asers new kalim that are full of water. Why? Because since they are new kalim, they don't withstand fire at all. This is not called indirect. This is a joke. This is direct, and therefore it's aser. That's one way to learn. Another way to learn is that he holds even indirect as asr. But if he holds indirect as asr, why does he have to give a case of a new kli? So the Gemara is going to talk about this in a minute. Amav Yehuda Marav, talis she'oches ba'or mitad echad, a talis that got burnt on one side, nos din aleha mayim mitad acher, you can pour water on the other side, v'yim kavs kavs, if it goes out, it goes out. Okay? Look at the bottom Tosfos. Pirush Rashbam, the Rashbam says, no. Lav dafka al talis. You can't put the water on the talis. Because if you put water on a talis, you're washing the talis. Right? Why? Daha kaimulan beperek dam chatos, the bebeged, when it comes to begodim, shriyaso zehu kibuso. Washing it, getting it wet, is washing it. And therefore, you can't put the water on the talis. You put it next to the talus. So Tosfos says, Ule'el besof perek shmona shratzim pirashti. I already said that's not true. I already said that's only true if there's dirt. If there's dirt, then any water is considered, what if it's a clean talus? Right? What if it's clean? If it's clean, there's no issue. The washing of something, for example, then you have a question about getting towels wet. But the whole purpose of washing your hands with a towel is to get the towel wet. So we don't say by a towel, well, you got it wet, you're over the Aveira of Malabin on Shabbos. No, we don't say that. We don't even say it by something that's clean. Right? It would be so good to like actually review the Malachos.
How they apply.
Huh?
How they apply.
Yeah, how they apply, right. That's a separate issue. What if you don't have to do that? You don't have to do that. Now, Mesve, so 1 minute. We just said now that you can get the talis wet, right? So talis, but we haven't learned somewhere else. The talis, achas ba'or, mitad echad. If a talis got wet on one side, we don't say we could put water there. So if the fire, I'm sorry, if the fire got started one side of the fire, on one side of the talis, poshta, you lay it out, umitchasiba, and you can cover it. Im kafsa kafsa, it goes out, it goes out. Also, the chen tzei fetorish ochas ba'or, poshto, you spread it out, to koribo, and you read it. You read it, you learn it, you learn from it. Vim kav the kav, it goes out, it goes out. But we don't say that you can bring water to the scene that we don't allow. So the Gemara answers, yeah. Who the Amar Kivshirim Bananas? Right. That, this Brisa that said you could bring the water is who? Rav Shimon ben Anas. Rashi, top Rashi, says Rashi, Dishari Lakuvay Deleka Ba'or Gedi, who says you're allowed to bring a fire, you're allowed to singe a fire with the Gedi, with the skin of a Gedi. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Eimer de Amar Rav Shimon ben Anas. When did Rav Shimon ben Anas allow a Gedi? B'nei Shu Mecharech. Because it's singeing the fire. Gram Kibui mi Amar? Did Rav Shimon allow Gram Kibui? Remember in the Mishnah I said, remember the case number two? What was case number two? Case number two was that Rav Shimon said, the Tanakhama said, you can line up jugs of water, and when the fire reaches them, it'll put it out. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon allows Gram Kibui? In, yes, he allows Gram Kibui. How do you know? Not because case number two said so. That's not how you know. How do you know? Midikani Seifa, because we said in the Seifa, Rabbi Yossi Omar. Rabbi Yossi said that because Keres Chadashim Malayim Mayim She'eni Yechom L'Kabos Arhein B'Tzmakeinu M'Kanei Tzadleka, that since you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to put out a new kli. Rabbi Yossi said you're not allowed to put out a new kli. Why are you not allowed to put out a new kli? Why are you not allowed to do that? Because Rabbi Yossi held Gram Kibui Zasar. Michlal, the Tanakam Shari. What do you see from here? That the Tzadakama held his mutter. Wait a minute. But he said it in black and white that it's mutter. He said in black and white, you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to put the jugs, you're allowed to line up the jugs. So the Gemara says, he holds Gram Kibui? Yeah. Because Rabbi Yossi said no, so he must hold yeah. But he said Beferish yeah.
Full or empty, right? He didn't say full of what? He didn't say water.
Oh, says Rashi. Rashi says, the second, the Rashi of B'Amar. Now, is it, if someone says mutter? Well, didn't he say it in black and white? Well, Dilma, ha diktani b'mastis and osin mechitza b'kal ha-kelim. Maybe he said, when you line up all the kelim, lav b'chadashim ha-mitzbakayim ka'amar. He wasn't talking about new kelim. Right? Says Tosfos. Hadikani Masnisin. Bain Malayin, Bain Reikonim. But the Mishnah said full or empty. Umay Rabuzi Ikatfe Malayin Bereikonim. Elav, Demairi, Bedakan Lishtaber. If they're not going to break, then what is the Mishnah telling me? Oh, full or empty. What? They're not going to break? Okay, what's going on here? Right? Very difficult answer Tosfos is going to give. He gives the Shlomar the Salka Daitach. I would have thought the Mayri Bekalim She'ein Dakan Lishtaver. Like we would say, these Kalim are not normally going to break. They're going to keep the fire at bay for a good long time. Then they're going to break. Then the water's going to put them out. And the Rabbi said, by the way, you can't do that. So what's going on here with the Gemara? The Kamash Malon Delogas Rinan Atu Kalim Shadakan Lishtaver. I would have thought you can't use any Kalim. Because maybe they'll use Caleb that can't withstand the fire. And that is a joke. So because of that, I'll make an example. You can't use any Caleb. Comes along the Mishnah. No. You can use old Caleb that are going to be strong and withstand the fire. And by the way, Rabbi Yossi said you can't do that. So what do you see from here? That Gram Kibui is mutter. You hear all that, Lumdus? Okay. Now. We've had worse than that. Now. Now we're going to get to a completely different topic out of left field. The only connection has to do with this Gemara is it's about a fire. That's the only connection. Otherwise, it has zero connection. Ready? Tana Rabbanan. Tana. Ner she'achori hadelas. Let's say you have a candle behind the door. It's not behind the door. It's not on the door. It's clear, right, at this point, it's not on the door. Where is it? No. Tana Rabbanan. Ner shagabi tavla. I'm sorry. Ner shagabi tavla. There's a ner on the table. Menares ha-tavla. You can move the table. Tehino fellas. And the ner will fall. V'im kavsa. And if it goes out, it goes out. Okay? Amar devei Rav Yanai. Lo shana el b'shocheach. That's only true if you forgot that you put the candle there. Aval b'meniach, but if you put it there on purpose, nas ebas v'sadav ha'asar, it's a basis, the table becomes a basis, and then it can't be moved at all. Why could you move it? So the assumption is, because it's not a psik resha, right? It's not muksa. So you could do it. Okay, that's the easy one. That's the easy one. Yeah.
Mixed on a fire, you know, who does that?
What?
Who does that? You know, candle on the maybe it'll go out, maybe it'll just spread to the rest of the house.
Or maybe it'll go onto the floor. I don't know. Right. Tana. Ner sha'achore hadalas. If you have a candle behind the door. Now, I don't think this means it's on the door. It means it's in the table right by the door. Right?
Lamp hangs on the back of the door, it says.
Okay. That's Tosfos. I know that. We're going to get to it. So, Ner sha'achore hadalas. Poseach v'nol kedarako. You can open and close the door normally. Liam Kavsa Kavsa, goes out, it goes out. Says Rashi, this is in the Rashi of Psik Resha. In the Rashi of Psik Resha, it's like about 6-11 lines where the lines get skinny. Rashi says, V'hachanami haruach mechabahu. The wind puts the fire out. Okay?
Why did they bring us to the poop when we had a shear on the thermostat by the door?
We're going to get to it. I don't know why he didn't mention it, but that's exactly that's why it's just that. It's all here. Says Tosvos. The third Tosvos. Afal pi sha'al yedei kein. Even though by doing this misnadeid haner, the ner is going to flicker. Right. Tosvos rejects Rashi. Rashi says it's a wind issue. Tosvos says no. Even though it's going to flicker, umisrachek Hashem and Ashalheves or miskarev, and the oil or the wax is going to move around when you open the door, right? V'have mechabe o mavir, it's either extinguishing or igniting, right? It's still mutter. Avol ein lefarish mishum kibud dineros achare hadelas leka ruach. Don't tell me it's a wind issue because there is no wind. V'od. It should have said kineged haner. Kedamar b'samach kineged hamadura. Like we're going to see in a minute where there's a bigger fire, where there's a madura. Ba'od, detinach poseach noel. What about if you close the door? And you just the opposite. You're preventing the wind. You're not doing anything wrong. Elokid the precious. Therefore, I'm right. That the potential issue is flickering, and it's not an issue. If not for kibur and avara, if not for that, mishum tiltul ein letzar. It's also not a problem of muksa. Why not? Number one, the ilaf delas lachashav tiltul. Not sure why that's true. Opening the door is not considered touching the candle. The gam lahavi batal ledavra usher. It's not a basis either. The bayis chashav hu batal gabe abayis. It's batal to the house. Also, inami mish the b'shocheach. He forgot that the candle was there, so it's not a basis no matter what. Okay. Next, Layit Ale Rav. Rav cursed somebody that did this. So Gemara says, Amalei Ravina Lervacha Breid Rava, Amalei Ravacha Breid Rava, Lervashi. My time Layit Ale Rav. Rav cursed somebody. Elam Mishum Derav Sarvalak Rav Yehuda, because Rav held the Davar Sheinu Mitzchav and it's Osir, or it's not a Psik Resha, right? That's definitely going to happen. It might happen. It might not. So he held it's Osir. So V'Tanakama Layit Rav Shimon, and the Tanakama held that Rav Shimon that it's Mutter. So Mishum Derav Savalak Rav Yehuda called the Tani Rav Shimon Live Melei Alei because you don't hold like he cursed you. That doesn't sound right. So I'm like, no, here Baha Filim Rav Shimon Mode. Here Rav Shimon would agree. Why? The Abayev Rav Ramon Tavayu Mode Rav Shimon Psik Resha V'lo Yamas. It's a Psik Resha. What about the one who held it's not a Psik Resha? This Tana that said it's not a Psik Resha. What was his thinking? Either it's not a Psik Resha, or maybe there's no Psik Resha under Rabbanans. Huge topic, right? You have to give one of these answers. Either he held it wasn't a psik resha, or no psik resha is under Rabbanon. One more minute. Amar Yehuda, poseach adam delas kineged medura b'Shabbos. You're allowed to open a door in front of a medura on Shabbos. Why? Lie to Leabai. Leabai said, no way, curse somebody. The Bemai, what's going on? Askinan. Ilay Baruch Matsuya. If it's a normal wind, my time mind asa. Why is it asa? The Madura is not going to go out. It's not even going to flicker. But it's not going to if it's a regular wind. If it's a regular wind, it's not going to. So what's the issue?
It might.
That's the assumption. And Ibaruch Sheena Matsuya, my time, the man the Shari. Why is the mutter? If it's a very strong, it's a windy day, that's terrible. So La'olam Baruch Matsuya, really it's a normal wind. Marsa Var Gazvinan. Abaya held, we are gozer, that what? Even though it's a normal wind, it might flicker or ignite the fire. Who knows if inflame it? Well, Marsav are logos rinon, and Rabbi Yehuda held there's no such gzeira. Says Tosfos, since Abaya is the basra here, hilchach tzarich lizar shel loftoach adelus of nei madura. You can't open the door in front of a madura. Afilu beruach metuya. The whole lion of Abaya, the basra. He's the later amor. We have to hold like him. V'hani mili kisha madura ktas krova etal delus. But it has to be near the door, right? That is really going to be an issue. Okay.
So
says the Shulchan Aruch. You ready? Ner shemunach achore hadelas, a ner behind the door, asu liftoach hadelas. You're not allowed to open the door. Says the Rama kedarko, right? Shema yachabenu haruach. Maybe the wind will put it out, right? And the Mishnah Berurah says, no, nothing. Aval. Linol hadelas kinegdo mutter, but to close the door is mutter, right? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why is it mutter? Shebezeh eina osa klum. Because if you close the door, you didn't do anything. Lo mechabe, velo mavir. You didn't ignite. You didn't extinguish. You didn't do anything. Right? Opening the door, you can't do. Closing the door, you can. Based on that, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that there's no reason why you can't adjust the pins of a timer as long as you're keeping it the status quo. You're not doing anything. Fascinating cooler.
The status quo. You're changing it. Changing the pin.
What are you doing? It's no different than closing the door. By closing the door, did you make the candle go out? No. Did you make it go on? No. You did an action? Yes. So I take the pin, the air conditioner. The air conditioner is supposed to go off at 2 o'clock. Yeah. Now my neighbor showed up. I don't want to go off. I think we're sitting in the house. I may go off at 5 o'clock.
Okay,
I'll move the pin. I did an action? Yes. Did I change anything? No.
Yeah, wait.
Fascinating cooler. You know, happens to be that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Moshe argued on him and said you can't do that. Same thing by closing the door. Think about it. The same thing. It's a brilliant cooler. It's a brilliant cooler.
Yeah, but
such a massive cooler.
But if you make it, let's say you want it to go earlier.
That's a different story.
Whoa.
That earlier is a different story because you're changing the status quo. Right?
Delaying
the status quo is not a problem.
Right?
How is it the same case? You're closing the door. Is it going to go out? No, it's not going out.
He says. She'eino ela marchak es hadavar, you're delaying it. Hamoneya es hameshach zer machashmal, you're delaying the electricity. Doma hadavar lenoel es hadelas of neha ner shol techaveh ruach. It's like closing the door so the wind should put the candle out. That's totally mutter. If I didn't close the door, the candle was going to go out. As Mati said, it's an action without a consequence. There's nothing wrong with that. The mate, Shlomo Zalman pulled that out of this, right?
Sure,
boys. It's brilliant, right? So now, of course, quotes over here. The Igris Moshe said that that's a malacha gemura and it's aser, you know. And he quoted Yashiv said, it's not even a grama. It's mamish maisa yadayim and it's aser. It's at one end of the spectrum to the other. There's no middle ground here. Either it's completely mutter or it's completely aser. Which is why people stay away from it, because Rav Moshe Feinstein said it's completely awesome. So, you know? But if you did it, you're not a guy.
But isn't the timer itself muksa?
What?
The timer itself.
It's not muksa, because you have a use for it.
Oh, right.
Right?
Okay, right.
If you're using that, it has a tzorich for you. Right? It's amazing. Amazing. As I said, many people will not do it because Rav Moshe said it's mamashu b'lach. Exactly. The Jitasa is very strict when it comes to these things. But the point is, if you did it, I can't stay by you people. What kind of goyim are you? It's not true.
They have a little reliance.
They have a little reliance. Shlomo Zalman is a big person. Okay, next. Next. Where am I? Right. The other issue that comes up over here is opening the refrigerator and opening the house when the heater goes on. So the reason why you open the front door, it's freezing cold outside, that makes the heat go on. So the reason why those are mutter is because it's such a delay. That's the only theory. It's such a delay between your action and the causing. Such a grumma. When I open the door, the wind's going to blow the fire. That's not a grumma. It's mamish right in the second. Here, it triggers, and there's another trigger, and it's so many delays, it's not a problem.
When you open the door, the heat could have just gone on anyway.
Right, so let's say it doesn't, then for sure allowed to do it. No one says you can't open the refrigerator after the motor went on. That's for sure you're allowed to. What about you opening the refrigerator will certainly cause the motor to kick in. But you have three steps, and it's such a delay, that's not a problem.
Well, what do they call a psik reishi? It's not a psik reishi, for sure the fire will go off.
Action A will cause action B.
In Hawaii, open the door, it may not...
What do you mean? It's a hurricane, so when I open the door, the candle goes out.
No, there's a regular wind. It may not affect it.
So that's why it's a gzera. It's a gzera auto of strong wind. That's all. Right. You're right. Normally it's not going to happen, but that one time, so they're choshesh. Okay. Next. Now we said, Osin Mechitza. Lememra Drabanan Savri Gram Kibui Mutter, Rabbi Yosi Savri Gram Kibui Osir? Is that what you're telling me? Va'ib Chashmi'in and Luhu. We learned the opposite. Ditnan, Ditanya. Osin Mechitza Bekalim Rekanin Umalayim. You're allowed to make a mechitza with empty or full shein dakan leishtabru, which you're not normally going to break. They're going to keep the fire at bay for a while. The elu malein shein dakan leishtabru. Here they are. What doesn't normally break? Kli mateches metal kalim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, af kli kfar shichin ve kli kfar chananya ein dakan leishtabru. This is not really a contradiction to what they said in the Mishnah. What it is that Rabbi Yossi is more makel. In the Mishnah, he seems to be very strict, and here he's relaxing it a little, and these kalim are okay. That's not really the same as saying, oh, they're completely opposite. But okay, it's still Akasha. So the Gemara answers, well, v'chi tema, epach mas nisin, you want to change around the names of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yossi was the one who said you could put the machitza there, gesund, and the Tanakhama said no. V'Rabbi Yossi, the b'raisa, the v'reimka amar, and Rabbi Yossi here in this b'raisa is talking to the Chachamim. And they said, listen, Rabbi Yossi, listen, I understand that you aser new Caleb. But at least matter these kalim, these klicheres and these towns, that can't be right. Well, me matzus ipchalei, we can't switch them around. Why not? V'amar Rabba bar Tachlafta mishmei derav man tana gram kibui aser. Who holds gram kibui aser? Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi. So you can't switch them around. Ella rather la'olam lo tepach. Don't switch them around. U'braisa kulu Rabbi Yossi v'chzur mechzur v'achitani. It's a chzur mechzur. Here's how it should read. Osin mechitza bekalim rekanim. You can make a mechitza with empty kalim, ubi malayin, and with full kalim, shein darkan lishtaver, that are not normally going to break. The elu hay and kalim shein darkan lishtaver, kli mateches, metal ones, ukli kfar shichin, ukli kfar chananya, and kalim from these towns. Nami, ein darkan lishtaver. Shreb Yossi Omer, af kli kfar shichin, ukli kfar chananya, ein darkan lishtaver. Very good. Now, the Rami, the Rabbanan.
And if they don't break, what's the consequence? They don't break, so.
They don't break, therefore, it's a genuine grab. Because it's going to keep the fire at bay for a while. Otherwise, if they break in 2 seconds, what kind of gram is that? That's mamish direct. V'rami d'rabbanan ad rabbanan, v'rami d'rabbi Yossi ad rabbi Yossi. It's actually a steer between them. Now, they each one say something wrong. Why? D'tanya, hareisha hayashem kosev lo al basaro. If somebody writes Hashem's name on his body, hareze lo yurchatz, he can never take a bath. Why? Because they're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. V'lo yasach, he can't put anointing or anything of v'loyama v'akam atunafetz, he can't go to a dirty place. Nizdamin lo tefila shel mitzvah. If you have to go to the mikvah for whatever reason, a mitzvah, not because it's Erev Shabbos and you want to go, a mitzvah. Korech aleha gemi v'yard v'tovel. You put some kind of covering on it and you go tovel. Rabbi Yossi Omar, no, lo v'yard v'tovel kadakol v'achlo yishav shape. You go down regular, and if it gets rubbed out, it gets rubbed out. So here you see it's indirect erasing. Rabbi Yossi says mutter, and the chacham say aser. It's exactly opposite. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, shani hasam, it's different over there. The Torah says, destroy all the idols, but don't do that to God's name. Asi is Asr, indirect is Mutter. Ihachi, Hachanami, Ksiv Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Right? It says in this week's parsha, the fourth commandment. Don't violate Shabbos. Asihu Da'asa Gram Ashari. So the indirect should be Mutter. So Gemara says, no. Mitoksha Adam Bal Al Mamono, because you're very scared about your money, Isharis Le Asi Lechbuye. The reason why Rabbi Yossi doesn't allow Gram is because he's afraid you're going to put it out directly. But Gram for erasing Hashem's name is not a problem. That's how we answer Rabbi Yossi. Iyachi Kasha Durbanan Durbanan. Durbanan don't make any sense. How can they allow Shabbos and they don't allow Hashem's name? Mahasam to Adam Bal Mono Shari, even though there's a Kashash of Adam Bal, they allow it. Hachalo Kolshkin? So they're saying, well, wait a minute. Fetispra. Hai Gemi Hechi Dummy. How on earth are you going to the mikvah with a chatita? Idibahadeik Koi Havi Chatita. If it's attached tightly to chatita. Eid Lomahadik Aluibe Maya Chatita. If you be Lomahadik Alebe. What? Okay.
That's it.
So no.
Yeah.
Oh, and but the Dio. The ink itself is a chatzitza. What's going on here? So Gemara says, well, that answer we can answer because Balecha, we're talking about moist. We'll finish in a minute. Balecha moist. The Tanya Hadam Hadio Hadvash Vacholav Yveshin Chotzin. Lachin ain't a chotzim, so mikol makom kasha. It's still a kasha. He still contradicts himself. Here he allows putting out a fire, but he doesn't allow erasing Hashem's name. Elam arava bar of shila hainu tamayi derabanan. The reason is the kasavi also amad b'fnei Hashem arum. You can't stand in front of Hashem's name without naked. You can't stay naked. Mechlal Rabbi Yossi suffer motel amad b'fnei Hashem arum. Then you're allowed to. So. Demanach yod elayu. You cover with your hand. Rabbananami demanach yod elayu. So the Rabban also can take cover with your hand. Whereas no zimnan demishtali v'shakale. Maybe you're going to delay and you're not going to be able to find a geni. So the Rabbi Yossi nami zimnan demishtakale. Maybe you're also going to have the same problem. Elaid ik a gemi hachanami. If you have a gemi, also hachanami. So what are we talking about? It's a gemi that's put on loose, so it's not a chatzita, and the ink is also moist, so it's also not a chatzita. What are they arguing in? We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.